Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says he trusts Russian leader Vladimir Putin to uphold any peace deal that's reached with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Despite skepticism from European leaders, the president said he believes Putin can be trusted.
I think he'll keep his word. I've spoken to him. I've known him for a long time now.
He made those comments during talks with Britain's Prime Minister Starmer, who pushed for a more Ukraine-friendly approach to making peace.
History must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader.
On Friday, the president meets with Ukrainian leader Zelensky. Greg Clugston, The White House.
USAID workers clear out their desks as President Trump moves to cut foreign assistance, asserting that the agency's humanitarian work is wasteful. Jennifer King reports.
Workers at the U.S. Agency for International Development were given short time slots to clean out their desks at the agency's headquarters in the Reagan Building in Washington today. The Trump administration has notified most USAID staffers that they were on leave or terminated. Outside, the workers were cheered as protesters waved signs and fumed over the gutting of a congressionally authorized agency.
Only Congress can shut down USA.
Kate Parsons was terminated last week and came to show her support.
We still need humanitarian assistance. We still need global health. We still need democracy.
Ben Thompson says the email workers received was disrespectful.
He's tearing down our institutions for fun.
Jennifer King, Washington.
USAID has been one of the biggest targets of a broad campaign by President Trump, and cost-cutting chief Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to slash the size of the federal government. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 193 points, the NASDAQ dropped 530. This is SRN News. A victory for pro-life advocates in Illinois.
Lawmakers in Carbondale have repealed a buffer zone law that barred pro-life protests within 100 feet of any abortion clinic. A lawsuit against the zones had made its way all the way to the Supreme Court, and it appeared that city officials were afraid they might lose, which might have cost a lot of money in attorneys' fees and damages. In the end, the High Court did not take up the case, but the Carbondale buffer zone law is no more, and pro-lifers are celebrating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to reshape the Kennedy Center, the prestigious theater in Washington, D.C., that draws much of its support from federal tax dollars. Trump has removed some Kennedy Center board members, replacing them with people such as country music icon Lee Greenwood and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. The president had expressed dissatisfaction with some of the events being put on at the center. This is SRN News. Dozens of people were reportedly injured Thursday after two explosions hit a meeting of M23 rebel group leaders and residents in the captured city of Bukavu in eastern Congo.
Thousands of people were in Bukavu's Independence Square, where the rebel leader, Corneille Nangaa, was making his first appearance since the M23 group seized the city earlier this month. Eyewitnesses say an explosion caused the crowd to flee in panic. Then a second blast rang out, followed by gunfire. Videos show several bodies on the road and emergency workers carrying away the injured. It's not yet clear who launched the attack.
The BBC's Will Ross. Mexico has extradited drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, who was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985, to the United States, with 28 prisoners requested by the U.S. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.